Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. Also in studio with me is the Coffeyville City Manager, Mark Hall. Good morning, Mr. Hall. How are you doing?
Great, and it's great to be here.
Absolutely. It's good to see you every other week, and you've brought us the agenda for today's City Commission meeting, which again starts at 6:30 tonight here over in downtown Coffeyville. So let's just kind of go over a few things here on the agenda. Basically, let's start with the consent agenda, it looks like.
The consent agenda, and that's a housekeeping part of the agenda. It has the appropriations, which are vouchers, bills that we have to pay, and those are presented to the City Commission. It is one of those, the numbers always seem large,
mm-hmm.
And that's simply because we have an electric utility. And we've talked about that before. I assure you those parts cost quite a bit
exactly.
to replace. Those will be before the commission consideration. Of course, is a review of the minutes, and then we move on to the regular agenda.
Absolutely. And looks like no old business tonight. Well, like I say, got some regular agenda items, public hearings, special presentations and proclamations. And one of them is the notification for the successful grant application of the sidewalk grant.
Yes. And staff. And of course, this year is a goal to seek out as many grants as possible. It is one of those. This is a CD. BG grant. It's a sidewalk grant for 10th Street. If you remember, we did some repairs on the street. We did kind of a mill and overlay, and now we've received a grant to do the sidewalk. So it'll make 10th Street a little bit nicer, and by getting the grant, it saves taxpayers money.
Absolutely. That way, you're not having to get taxpayer money for that. And that makes everybody happy. And also, the notification for successful grant applications for the Census 2020 social media advertising.
You bet. And this one, staff, our city clerk, which is now going to be our HR director, sent in an application for a grant to advertise about the 2020 census. And I might take time just to say this is very important to Coffeyville. It affects our federal money. It is one of those that a lot of things are based on the census that is outside just dollars. So we hope everyone participates. We will get more informative as time goes on. We'll let you know exactly when they're going to be here, and we really need you to participate. So that was a great thing, the staff. You'll see a lot more advertising coming out about the census, and staff got a grant which saves taxpayer money.
Absolutely. And that starts, the census starts what? It starts next month, I do believe, or
yes,
April?
It starts gearing up in March, and then in April, usually about that time, it starts going into full swing.
Okay, so again, those are two of the regular agenda items. There is no old business. There is some new business, and one of them is Bob McGill's application to serve on the CRMC Board of Trustees.
Yes, and Mr. McGill has made an application. There was an opening on the board, on the hospital board, and that is for the commission's consideration to appoint him to that board.
Another thing here on the new business, Resolution R-2004, which is a resolution to authorize the issuance of a purchase order.
Yes. What this is staff has requested for commission consideration is a purchase order in the amount of $26,000 to do our electrical utility operational study. Is the cost service study. This is routinely done by utilities. It wants to make sure that costs are aligned. It is also helps us to understand the customer and make sure those rates are fair and competitive.
Okay, so basically it's kind of to do a study to make sure everything Not charging, not undercharging, but not overcharging as well. To kind of keep it in line with everything else of competitively sized cities, basically.
Yes. We want to keep right in there.
There you go. So right in line with everything else. Of course, you have your manager's report that will be after those two things. And then also some comments from the public. Again, every meeting, somebody's allowed to come up and not rant, but if they have some concerns about the city, they're allowed to come up and express those concerns, correct?
Yes, and it is one of those we welcome that, good or bad. We want to improve, so please don't be timid about approaching us and letting us know of a problem. And in fact, I might just mention when we've had calls recently, I want to assure the public we do not collect hospital bills.
I just
want to make that statement.
Okay, yeah, we've heard that story. So
it is one of those that story ran. There has been the city does not collect hospital bills. That is not our responsibility. The court is located in our building, but that's to the extent of it. So
right.
I want to assure the public. The city does not collect the hospital's bills.
Okay, so I saw that story the other day. So, and it could be sometimes a little worrisome on something. So, anyway, tonight is the meeting at 6:30. Of course, here in downtown. And how can people get to the meeting? And especially, like, I know there's also a way for people who are unable to walk that are able to get to the meeting as well.
You bet. If you're needing assistance, if we go to the east side of the building, there's a ramp that goes down to a single door, not up the steps to the double doors. But if you go through that door and then turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And if you'll take that elevator up to the second floor, and get off there, you're right, very, very few steps from very close to the commission room.
And I do believe that is also the same door that if you turn right, that's where you get to go. That's where you go pay your utilities
as well.
So
that's it.
So if you, to kind of give everybody an idea, if you pay your utilities in person, that's that same door, except you go left instead of turning right.
Yep. So. And there's an elevator there for assistance.
All right.
And we do enjoy people coming to our meeting. The commission in the city always wishes to improve, and your voice is important. We do listen.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Mr. Hall. We appreciate seeing you every 2 weeks and going over the agenda. I know you guys work extremely hard for the city of Coffeyville.
Well, we appreciate being here, and thank you, and thank the citizens of Coffeyville. You're the greatest.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to have some news coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.